Now, when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening for all of you precious Blood River Radio people out there, precious Blood River Radio family, and all of you new people just tuning in. I would like to thank you for doing it, for listening, but I would especially like to thank you people who donate and listen to us religiously and keep us on the air. Anyway, who are you listening to? You're listening to Blood River Radio. We were proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman, Jay, Miss Teenage America, and Jeremiah, and the whole crew at New Cloud Media. I'd like to thank you so much. I'd like to thank those people so much for keeping themselves on the air. And by the way, this is kind of a special weekend for me. My daughter's, we're celebrating her birthday. She's going on a big cruise to another country, so we have to celebrate her birthday early. We're going out tonight to eat, share birthday cake, all kind of stuff. People tune in all the time and send emails wanting to know how our different guests are doing, how our different co-hosts are doing, how I'm doing. So we're a family operation. So that's why I let you know things like we're going out for the birthday. And anyway, just in case you'd like to know, this is April the 18th of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 2026. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. It's just my belief. I know people disagree, and I say this every week, but it's Jesus Christ plus nothing. It really is. Jesus Christ plus nothing. And people, you also know that we never do anything without saying a prayer. And we have my precious spirit son here tonight. He's going to, you all know, everybody and his mama, you know, Jason Robb. We became really fast friends. Have you ever seen these people? You see them the first time you see them, you know they're good. They're really good people. And you just bond with them. That's the way it was with Jason. I picked him out immediately. Yeah, he's probably sad I did sometimes. And we also have my brother, Paul Fromm, on tonight. And we're just all brothers in spirit. But now I'm going to shut up. And Jason is going, he's graciously agreed to take us to the Lord in prayer. So if you would, Jason, go ahead and take us to the Lord in prayer, son.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you that we can come on this show, Blood River Radio, and uplift our listeners. We pray that you'll bless everyone on the show, bless Eddie Miller and Paul Fromm and all their fabulous work they are doing. We're thankful that we have an opportunity to come on the show and just give good news to our people, help to awaken our people. Let them know that there are people out there that are concerned about our race and our faith and our homeland, and we pray that we can instill some of them the spirit of not only evangelism, but instill a spirit of faithfulness to our cause. We're thankful for all the blessings you've given us. Thank you for your grace and mercy upon us and our people. We ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen.
I'd like to thank you so much for saying that prayer. And also, I'd like to just tack on a little bit there, too. I'd like to thank God for restoring my faith. It's really increased a lot lately. I had prayed that to God. I was kind of worried that my faith was getting low, and I'm thinking, will it ever come back again, you know? And so it did. So I'm really grateful that my faith has come back. I'm not saying I'm like the Apostle Paul or anything, but it's a lot better than it was, and I'd like to thank God for that. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you didn't fall off a horse, Eddie.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much. I tell you what, it was getting close there, buddy. I mean, sometimes you worry about, this is a quick aside. I was baptized at a Baptist church years ago. I tell people I took the 12-step program to get out of the Baptist church because they pretty much worship Jews in Israel. and I had to find that out the hard way. Even though my grandfather on my dad's side was a Free Will Baptist minister in the mountains of Kentucky, way younger before they started preaching this old Scofield Bible crap. Anyway, that's kind of a side right there, I guess. Our people like to know about us, and I used to consider myself bulletproof, but I'm not. You know, I'm just like a normal human being, like everybody else. I do feel like this is a calling, doing what we're doing, because there's damn sure no money in it. You lose friends, very few friends around here in Memphis, but the friends I've got two stellar friends on the radio with me right now, so that's all you need. That's for damn sure. But, we go to the donors after the prayer each week. We don't have any donors this week, but I'd like to especially mention one that came through, I think it was 3 weeks ago. Oh, you've heard me talk about Old Biscuit. And Old Biscuit down there in the swamps of Florida and Georgia, not to give him away. But Biscuit came through 3 weeks ago. And keep in mind, Biscuit, he's our big donor. And without Biscuit, there would be no Blood River Radio. He came through here, man, way out of his way just to see me. Why in the hell he did, just to see me, I'll never know. He brought me this marvelous gift, an authentic painting with a registration with it of General Nathan Bedford Forrest fighting on the Battle of Okolona, Mississippi. He also gave a really nice donation to help us keep on here. He donates every month. He came here and sweetened the pot to keep us on the radio, and then he took me out to supper, and then he proceeded east to see Gene Andrews. And here's what he did to see Gene. He took Gene a pair of custom-made black powder pistols, replicas of the same type of pistols that General Nathan Bedford Forrest carried, and General Nathan Bedford Forrest had a bunch of them made. I used to know how many. I'm going to say 500, because General Forrest was a millionaire at today's money before the war started. He had all these pistols custom made. I think they were 36 caliber. They were cap and ball at the time, Navy issue, something or another. I forgot the exact model. And he also had a custom made case made for those pistols. He gave them to Gene, and he gave a very nice donation to keep the Forest home running. So I would like to tell Biscuit, I know he'll be listening tomorrow. I can't thank you enough, Biscuit. I don't know. I think you overestimate us sometimes. I really do. But yeah, I sure ain't turning it down, because without people like Biscuit, there would be no Blood River Radio. And also with Jay-Z, my Blood River, my blood guy, my blood buddy, the Purple Heart, up and close and personal with the VC in Vietnam. He was wounded. People like him, people like Miss Buddy, people like the Adams family, people like Jim from Washington State, and Frank Hawat from north of the Mason-Dixon line. That's not his real name, but you know how it is. We can't use real names. Our people get kicked out of their jobs and stuff. And all the people that keep Blood River Radio going, I'd like to thank you so much. But I also like to get Old Biscuit about having me crying, man. He really did. That's not the first time I've seen him, but he's just a hell of a guy. He really is. And I'd like to thank those people again. Without that, that's pretty much for that. I don't see any other. Oh, the quick outline is going to be Spirit Son Jason Robb, Spirit Brother Paul Fromm. First hour, we're going to bleed over some into the second hour. Second hour is going to be Don Wassel talking about, he's a big sports fan. He has AmericanFreedomNews.us. He has a Cast Football. He's going to be talking about how the Masters golf tournament, which I don't have any interest in, but how it used to be white and it's not anymore. The next, pretty soon, he's going to be talking about the draft and how it's so stacked against white people. That'll be the second hour. Third hour, we're going to be having a guy I've been doing for years and years and years and years. I think I'll save that as an I'll go ahead and say it. James Edwards is going to be coming on. He's going to be filling in for G. But me and James go back almost a quarter of a century. We have fought and drank and drunk and everything you can think of together. We've always remained a family. I love his kids like my own almost. I mean, I was there the day they were born. Anyway, folks, we're about to run out of time, but before we run out of time, we'll go to Paul. Paul is going to be talking about white nationalism, pretty much, is what I'm saying, because he just returned from yet another trip. In fact, in the show notes, we said he was globetrotted to different nations of the world. They're concerned about illegal immigration, migration, in other words. So I'm going to shut up, Paul. We've got a few seconds before we go to our first break, so just come in and say howdy do.
Yeah, it's good to be here with you. It's always inspirational, and it's great to hear about all the good folks that support you. And none of this work occurs without other people in the background supporting you, helping you with the technicalities, but also with money. Money talks and bullshit walks, and a lot of our people, I think, sometimes are a little on the Scrooge side, not realizing that these things only happen because of support. So supporters are really precious.
That's true. We're gonna go to our first break, Paul, and we'll come right back to you. So we come back, I can't wait to hear your story. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Are you watching what's happening in our country and asking, what can I do? Join the John Birch Society in Salt Lake City, June 6th, for a powerful one-day conference. The day includes a host of respected speakers, two meals, and meaningful connections. You'll gain clarity on the issues and walk away with practical steps you can take to your community. Reserve your seat today at jbs.org/SLC26. That's jbs.org/SLC26.
A Venus is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to thank you for holding on. And listen, without further ado, we're going to go right back to Paul. Paul has been to Japan. He's been to some country in South America. He just returned from Italy recently, this past week. And Paul, if you will, tell us the people, if you will, why you went to Japan, why you went to South America, but specifically, since it's more timely, why you went to Italy, what were you doing there, and what were the results, et cetera, et cetera. So go ahead, Paul.
Okay, this conference is very confidential, so I can't drop names or whatever, but there are a number of people there whose names you would recognize. They're Americans. So I got to see my American friends, not in the United States, but in Italy. The conference was about white nationalism, and there were a number of very good presentations, but one of them in particular, I think, is something we should think about. And the speaker analyzed power. People who are out of power may have good ideas, but they have they can't reward their followers. People who are in power have followers because they can give them jobs. They can. There's a way of of passing things on. So the idea was maybe we have spent too much time quarreling over points of ideology and so on. And what we must try to do is gain power. Now, that sounds like a pretty tall order. But he said, you know, and I think it was a very good point, it doesn't have to start in a grand fashion, like you've got to run for president. No, start small. And there are many positions in and out of government. There are local committees, library boards, etc., we can be involved in. And often, if it's small, only a small number of people to take it over. And he was also talking about running for local offices. You don't start at the top, run for president or United States Senator in Canada, House of Commons. Run for school trustee or local commissioner. And what you have at that point, if you're elected, you have some power. You can hire a couple of people. In other words, that is one of our weaknesses as a movement. We do not have much that we can give our followers. So we're asking people to follow us, out of sincere belief and self-sacrifice, and that's good. I mean, you shouldn't have to bribe people to follow you, but acquiring power means you're able to hire people to reward your own supporters. And when we look at the fanatical opposition to our ideas in the halls of power, or some of it sometimes called the deep state, the European Union are just terrified of some of the anti-immigration people in Hungary and Poland. Why? Because if we ever took power, they would be out of power. They and all and their flunkies who they've hired for positions around the office or so on. There's the left has peopled American and Canadian institutions with their own followers, not just the elected people, but commissions and boards and senior levels of the civil service. All these people owe their position to the leftist ideology and power. And we have to, if we want to obtain real power, we have to start working on that. It's a big ask. It's a big program. We're not going to do it tomorrow, but we have to start. We have to start somewhere because we do not have a lot of inroads. I know there are a couple of good American senators and a few congressmen, some good, probably good people at the state level, but we need to do a lot more of that. Why is it that certain ideologies like global warming or climate change, suddenly everybody was babbling the same thing? That's because the people that paid their salaries said that that's what we're going and doing. Where does this whole DEI come in? Diversity, equity, and inclusion, all of which are lies and all of which are just basically discrimination against white people. Where did that suddenly become, you hear it everywhere, you hear it in big corporations. It's because the people with power said this is where we're going. And people lower down the food chain realize that if they want to remain in good or in employed, they better chirp the same thing. And I've been scratching my head for weeks to try to figure out how did this transgender nonsense suddenly become, how did it suddenly be everywhere? Like 10 years ago, would be a fairly knowledgeable person, and I'm an adult, I didn't know what a transgender was. I thought it was a cross dresser, and it's not. That's a different beast. Why is it that suddenly we have to be very, very concerned about the right pronouns? In fact, I was watching Fox earlier today, and apparently an order of Catholic nuns in New York City who run a hospice service, you know, for people who are dying, they're under state order to let the patients use whatever washroom they identify with. So a guy might be a guy, but he identifies as a woman. He can use a woman's washroom. The nuns have said that's against our faith. And that doesn't matter. That's the law. Where did all this come from? It came from the top. People with power who give the marching orders to the people farther down. And you either go along or bad things happen to you. I mean, people have lost their job up here and in the United States for misgendering somebody. And if you're not quite up to what that means, well, if I decide I'm a woman today, you've got to call me she, even though I'm quite obviously a he. And if you don't, well, I can throw a hissy fit and get you in a lot of trouble, maybe even get you fired. Well, how did all this satanic garbage occur? Well, it occurred because people with power were able to give the marching orders to the people under them. So the thesis of this particular speaker was we have to gain power. You know, and I admit it's a big ask, but it's something where you can start small. And he was saying, you know, even non-elected positions on a local level, you can get into a committee. You can, he was suggesting some of the service clubs. You could, with a few people, take over, let's say, your town's Lions Club. And you might say, well, why would you want to do that? Well, you know, you're able to hand out positions, hand out money, direct things. You know, if the local Lions Club is in the hands of the LGBTQ, XYZ mixed up people, well, it's going to do one thing. For instance, any organization I would be involved in will never put up the rainbow flag. Absolutely never. But many places do. Like my own city in Hamilton, Ontario, we've got rainbow crosswalks. people with power make those decisions. So I thought that was a very interesting presentation. And I was able to meet some Italian people who have been implementing that type of thing, that they form their own self-help organizations, communities that support one another and exercise a certain amount of power. And, you know, with that, you're able to hire or your own people that give jobs to your supporters, that's important. So I found that very interesting.
You know, Jason, we have a crosswalk, the Rainbow Crosswalk, and the BLM Crosswalk in Midtown here in Memphis. So, Jason, go ahead, take off on that, and let us know what you think there, fella.
Well, that's a very excellent point that Paul's bringing up. You know, the speaker I mentioned in Italy. A lot of people don't understand the power of influence that they have on a local level. So often people think, you know, again, like Paul said, you know, I got to run for a senator or a representative or president or something like that. And you can have more influence on your local level, local communities, just by joining your local political party. We all know that most people are inherently not energetic. They want someone else to do the job. And historically, people who get involved in your local political parties, organizations, they want someone else to do the job. And so if you have a person that is racially minded, get involved in these little political parties or communities or social clubs, they will quickly rise up the ranks to head of those organizations and local levels because of the fact that they're the ones who will be willing to do the work. And that's where you start building influence because then you have other people that will follow you And so that is an excellent point. Now, I'll follow up after the break.
Yep. Thank you so much, Jason. I can't wait to hear your solutions when we come back. Be right back, folks.
Would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Mary Rose. Iran reimposes restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz.
An anchor on Iranian TV reads a statement from Iran's armed forces that says as long as the United States does not allow full freedom of movement of vessels from Iran, the Strait of Hormuz will remain under strict control and in its previous state. After opening the strait on Friday to commercial vessels, Iran has changed its mind and on Saturday fired on a tanker attempting to pass the waterway. Iran says it will continue to block transit through the strait as long as the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains in effect. This after President Donald Trump said the blockade will remain in full force until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S., including on its nuclear program. I'm Donna Warder.
Rich Thomason reports the war in Iran has a number of countries taking a closer look at nuclear power.
Countries that already rely on nuclear power are considering boosting that reliance, while non-nuclear nations are taking another look at atomic energy. Nuclear is not a quick fix for the current energy crisis, but analysts say the decisions and investments being made now will certainly impact the future. Leaders across Asia and Africa have recently announced newfound nuclear ambitions and plans, a new notable momentum on both continents. Rich Thomason reporting.
An oil industry trade association says a Democratic congressman's claim about gas prices in his state are not true.
Representative Ro Khanna blamed President Trump and the ongoing Iran conflict for nearly $6 per gallon gas prices in his district, but the U.S. Oil and Gas Association quickly countered, attributing the high costs to California's state policies and taxes.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I just heard some of the most amazing stuff during the break about the Robb family. I'll just briefly mention this. I'm pretty familiar with Pastor Thomas Robb and them, and they fought battles after battle. I know Pastor Robb was, we call it the Battle of Charlottesville, Pikeville, New Orleans. They were at the Battle of Chicago, the Battle of Washington, D.C., sedition trials in Fort Smith. The stuff that the Robb family has done is of a legend. I won't say any more because I don't want to get out of order, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, go back to you if you don't mind, Jason.
Sure. So I'll just kind of follow up what Paul was talking about, you know, the localism, how important that is. You know, my dad would always say, even if you had to run for the dog catcher in your local town, do that. Because it's so important to be a person of influence. And so often, people in the racialist movement in general, you know, leaders, they're very outspoken. They're publicly, people are aware of them. But sometimes the most important people of influence are the people that the media doesn't know about, the people the public don't know about. And so if you have racial conscious people running for your local level of organization or political parties or social clubs or stuff like that, that they're racial conscious and they get involved and they get elected to those positions, they sometimes will have more influence than a so-called national leader in a racial movement because they're kind of running or riding under the radar screen. And so it's very, very important for our people, wherever you are at, to be a person of influence in your local communities. And again, run for a library board, run for a political position in a political party or a social club. Get involved. And it's amazing how quickly a person can rise up to the rank. And at the same time, you're still racial conscious, but you can start steering the committees, you can start steering the organization, the local civic club, to more of a racial-minded narrative. And that is something very, very important that we need to do. And so I will follow up that with next weekend. Like I was telling both of you, which you're full aware, we are having our Faith and Freedom Conference next weekend, April 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's literally next weekend here in the Ozarks at the Christian Revival Center. And it's the Faith and Freedom Conference. The theme of that is staying faithful. Yes, you can do it. And the theme is that during these times that we see that we are in, we can remain faithful. Sometimes we think that we don't have any impact on the direction that we see our country going to or the population decline of our race and our culture, but we still have a duty to our God. We have a duty to our family, and we have a duty to our next generation to remain faithful. And so often we get involved. People want to see some immediate reaction, see something grandeur happen in their lives or the people around them because they are racially aware of what's happening, but they so often don't see family members or friends really caring about the same concerns that they have. And so they get depressed and they quit. And so it's a very important job that we have tasked to just remain faithful and to remember to get up every day and do what we can to remain faithful. And that sometimes seems easy, But it is a really daunting task. Anybody that has been involved in the racial cause, like you, Eddie, or especially Paul Fromm, you know how sometimes it does get depressing. It seems like,
yes,
what am I doing? It's like I'm doing all of this stuff. I'm trying to reach people, and it's like no one's reacting. And it does
get
depressing. And so the conferences we have is meant to, for people coming there, to realize that they have an influence. They can go back to the communities. It's trying to recharge them, and to realize that this is something worth fighting for. It's something worth dedicating your lives to the next generation. And my dad will always say that if you get depressed, just look at your child, look at your grandkid, look at a picture of them, and then think to yourself, are you going to tell them that they are literally not worth it? And as we white Christians, we're going to say, no, you are worth it. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to stay involved. I'm going to actively do whatever I can. And that
yes.
means sending money, attending events. You can do something. And so this conference we're having next weekend, it's a conference that anyone can come to. Obviously, you got to be a white and a good moral character. We have families that show up there, and it's free. All food is provided. We have some men and women's cabins, dorms. And so there's not an excuse. If you live locally, try to come to it. I know everyone has some jobs and they can't, but if you can, try to attend that. But ultimately, don't quit. Don't quit. And that's the theme. It's don't quit. Remain faithful. And so this year is my mom and dad's 60th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
It's going to be a beautiful time. It's the 60th year that my dad was ordained as a minister. They've been involved in this racial fight for 60 years. They literally met at an anti-communist training school
wow.
in Colorado. And they've dedicated their lives to each other, and they dedicated their lives to help proclaim a white Christian revival, proclaim basically a racial awakening, and they that's what they've dedicated their lives to. And me and Rachel and my brother and our family, we are all dedicated to that same thing. And so that is going to be really a great time next week, and we're really looking forward to it. And so we're really pumped up for it.
Pastor Rob and his wife,
oh, ahead,
Muriel,
ahead,
they're just a fantastic couple, dedicated, loyal to each other, and loyal to the cause, and they're so capable. I mean, what they have accomplished, and maybe we can talk about this a little more after the break, but what they have accomplished for the movement, building structures, it's not a one-man show. They've built a movement, and they've stressed community, and they've been a model. It's not do what I say, not what I do. I mean, they have shown tremendous loyalty to each other, and to the cause, and teamwork. I mean, before your government decided that I was not welcome, even though you welcome in the third world and drug pushers and so on. I always loved the atmosphere at the Faith and Freedom Conference. Everybody pitching in to feed us, to make us feel welcome, the great music. And at the center of that, Pastor Rob, of course, and Muriel in the background, in her own quiet way. They're a wonderful couple, and I salute them, and I will through the magic of video and the internet be there at least in spirit and deliver my message next week. But they really deserve the credit and the honor, and they certainly deserve the the recognition that they will be giving next weekend, as if you can possibly make it, you know, you will not regret going to a peace and a faith and freedom conference.
You know what? Of all the people up there, I think I was most impressed with your mother, Jason. I forgot all about how your mother was active in the movement at such a young age, but she's so quiet and so kind. And I was always the first one up in the morning, my early riser. She'd always make the greatest coffee. I got to talk to her some and thought, my Lord, your mother, in my opinion, I think she's the glue that holds that organization together. I really do.
You're absolutely right. I often, make the remark, kind of like you say, Eddie, that, you know, if it wasn't for my mom, my dad would not have been able to do what he's been able to do. She's definitely been the pillar to allow my dad to be an evangelist, be able to attend meetings, and be active in various organizations. And if it wasn't for my mom, he would not have been able to be in that capacity.
She's the greatest person. I've never seen anybody any better. She's in every single way a lady, strong, kind. And we'll be right back, folks. This is going to be a quick break. Took about 2 minutes, but don't be late coming back. Be right back, folks.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday. 4 to 6 p.m.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I would like these dear people, Jason and Paul, to give out their information. If there's any way you can help them at all, Paul's been around this, doing this forever. I mean, I guess since the late 60s, early 70s. Everything that Paul said about the Robs is true. They have done, accomplished. I don't know how they've done it all. They fought early on. They fought all these battles with the Klan. And we need to do a show on that sometime. I call it the Battle of Chicago, the Battle of Washington, D.C., when Zog told the Klan, hey, you can't protest here in Washington, D.C. Brother Thomas Robb, when he was younger and full of piss and vinegar, he told them to stick it. We're going to do it. You're not going to violate our constitutional rights. We're going to have the damn conference. So they did it. And they stood it right back in the eye of the beast. They fought the Battle of Chicago, got way out of hand. I can tell you stories about Jason. He told him, embarrassed Jason. Jason took a flagpole, I believe it was, and beat this coon, this big coon that was trying to, I think, tackle his dad. But
we have that broken pole. That's going to be in one of the museums.
Yep. Jason stuck the pole to the big coon, I'm telling you. But anyway, I'm going to go back. Old coon wished he hadn't fooled that boy. And he was just a young boy, too, but he knew how to use that pole on a coon, man. You should have had a coon dog. That would be the only thing missing. But anyway, Jason, I got to shut the hell up, get back to being serious. But give the information, Jason, what the people can do, that are listening, can do to help you out, brother, with these conferences and stuff.
Yeah, so they can go to our website, kkknationaloffice.com. I believe it's .com. I believe it's up. We had an attack about a month ago, but Rachel's been working on getting some of that back up there. But KKK National Office, or you can also go to ChristianRevivalCenter.net. And or our phone number, 870-427-3414. And the easiest way is probably going to get us on the internet. But yeah, contact us. Any donations would be appreciative. But I definitely would encourage anyone to be able to attend would do that. And then one last remark is people need to realize how important it is to send donations. And so this is more particular for you, Eddie, is that people listening out there, they really need to understand is that, most people, we all are aware, most people can't be public. Most people can't. They're going to lose their jobs. They got families they got to help support and feed. But what they can do, biblically based, is they can send tithes. They can send a support. And so they really need to do that to Blood River Radio. Because those are the silent heroes. You had mentioned, Eddie, some of these people in the very beginning that helps back this show. If it wasn't for these people, there would be no Blood River Radio. And you have donors. We have donors for organizations. I know Paul does, too. We're all involved in the same cause, trying to awaken our people, racially aware our people. And the people that listen to the show, they need to send money to Blood River Radio. They need to help contribute to the show. They need help contribute Paul Fromm in Canada. It is very, very important. And sometimes we don't think how $20, $30, $40, $50 a month can make a big difference. I can tell you it makes a huge difference. It makes difference when you have a few people that can donate every month. And so I really would encourage people out there to do that.
I'll thank you so much. If you have a regular donation, it helps you plan, long-range plan. It is long-range. It is a struggle, as you well know. And I certainly appreciate that, Jason. I really do. Considering my spirit son. The first time I saw Jason, I said, this is a good guy. He's a good Christian man. He works his ass off. He's an attorney. He does attorney. I don't know how the hell we'll have to do a show sometimes on all the stuff you do. And Paul, you too, you've been in the movement forever and a day, brother. You're an old guy like me. So, Paul, how can people get in touch with you
I've been in the movement so long, I remember sharing a bourbon with General Robert E. Lee.
Wow. I didn't know that he'd been an elbow. It had to be Southern. It had to be made in Virginia, because I don't think he'd take Tennessee Moon or Kentucky Moon, because he was a Virginian. But that's true. Well, how can people get in touch with you, Paul? I know you're Paul.
Okay, and I certainly endorse everything that Jason said. And he's an unsung hero, very low-key.
Yes.
He does so much. If you want to learn more about our free speech and immigration reform movement up in Canada, there are a number of ways you can reach us. My email is very simple. It's paul@paulfromm.com. So that's paul@paulfromm.com. Or you can go online and see our website. One of them is cafe.nfshost.com. That's cafe cafepost.nfshost.com. That's CAFE stands for the Canadian Association for Free Expression, and you can read up about what we're about. And if you want to get some of our literature through the conventional way, through the mail, just email me, contact me and give me your mailing address, and we'll be in touch. We sell a lot of books. I'll send you a book list. So once again, my email is paul@paulfromm.com. And what Jason was alluding to, I think it's really very important. There's only a small percentage of the movement who are out front public activists. People like Pastor Rob, of course, you, Eddie, and a number of others. But we're the front line, the visible ones. And for the reasons Jason mentioned, many people say, well, I can't be up front. I can't get my name in the papers. And, of course, the enemy would want to dox you or reveal you and try to steal your job, because we're playing against satanic people. They play for keeps. This is not a bit of touch football. This is we're in a life and death struggle with the forces of Satan. And
you nailed it, Paul. You nailed it. We are against Satan himself. We are fighting the devil himself. Don't make any mistake. You hit every button I had, Paul. You are so right. I'm glad you said that, brother. People, we're fighting the devil himself. We're fighting Satan. I tell you one damn thing, the devil does exist. I knew all about Satan and all about the demons before I became a Christian. I knew they were real. But now I got to, I'm sorry I interrupted, but you are so right, Paul. They need to know we are fighting Satan.
The point I wanted to make, though, is yes, there's a small number of us that are on the front lines and are well known, and we take our knocks and all that. But we would not be able to function if there were not other people in the background who send money. So my belief is, if you are committed to your race on your God, just because you, for probably good reasons, can't go public and take a public role, that doesn't let you off the hook. You've got to, as I think Jason was alluding to, in religious terms, tithe. You've got to make your contribution probably financially. Maybe in other cases you can be in the background doing other work for the cause, but just because you can't go public, that doesn't absolve you. You've got to support, and that's why if you loyally at least provide financial support to activists, you're doing your part. I love this story because it actually is true. One of my earlier political activities, I was editor of a small magazine back in the 70s, and we went to a big convention of people from the Baltic states, and they certainly knew all about communism, and they appreciated our message. And I ran into one fellow coming out of the convention hall, and I said, this is our magazine, it's about freedom. And it's 25 cents. It's a long time ago, right? 25 cents. And he says to me, wagging his finger in a very self-important way, if it's about freedom, it should be free. And I thought, that's why you lost your goddamn country. If it's about freedom, I mean, you cheap son of a gun, 25 cents.
A whop. Oh, Lord. Well, guys, we've run completely out of time with the first hour, but I assume you guys can hold on for a segment. We're going to bring in Don Wassel in the second hour. We're going to talk about the Masters Golf Tournament, et cetera. But we need to finish up. We need to do another segment on what we just got through doing. I'm sure Don Wassel will be glad we did. Be right back, folks. This is a long break. You got plenty of time to get some coffee, use the restroom, whatever. You got about 4 minutes, but don't take longer than 4 minutes, though. Be right back, folks.